In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So before we go any further, I want you to do something. I want you to take the inserts out of your bulletins. I want you to fold them up, put them in your pocket or your purse. Keep these with you. And I want you to remember today. One of the primary things that a priest is responsible for is teaching. Not all teachings are easy. Some are painful. The pain of certain teachings is bound up in the reality of today. I want you to remember that. So let's begin to talk about today, and we can't really do that justice unless we talk about last night and what goes on. As I told the people that were here last night, the Easter Vigil is, in all probability, my most favorite service of the entire Christian year. It is, in fact, the principal service of the entire Christian year. Now, I grew up in the church. My aunt sitting in the pew, she can tell you. So is my dad. And every year, my mother drug us to Easter Vigil. By the time I was a teenager, I was lucky to make it to the vigil on Christmas. We always sat through it, but I never understood it. I knew it to be, as many of you do, a very long service. I didn't fully understand what that service meant. Years later, when I get my call and I go to seminary, we get to our first Holy Week. And it's an incredible time. The only way to describe Neshota House is basically the Hogwarts of seminaries set in the land of Narnia. Right down to the iron lampposts through the woods. I'm not joking. Massive stone buildings rising to the sky. In the wintertime, it is absolutely glorious. Blanket of snow on everything. The deep gloom in the night with lampposts to light the way between buildings. It's incredible. But we came to our first Easter services. Now, traditionally, the Easter Vigil is done as the last ray of light leaves the sky. And there's a purpose for that. We do it a little earlier because of time constraints. We got out at about 9 o'clock last night. We would have waited, we would have gotten out about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm okay with that. Most people aren't. But there is a point to the service that we miss. So let me lay it out for you. The first Easter Vigil at seminary. The St. Mary's Chapel sat on a hill. Down from the hill is a lake. There are doors at the back of the chapel opposite the altar that open wide. Just inside the doors is the baptismal font. I got to be the third for my first year at seminary for the Easter Vigil. I got to stand outside with Bishop Salmon and the visiting bishop. I got to stand outside with my professors and other priests. And amongst us was what can only be described as a huge black cauldron, full of wood, soaked with holy oil. The smell before it was lit was incredible. We all stood there in silence watching the sky. And the last ray of light leaves. And we're thrust into darkness. That old fearful foe of all humanity. In darkness, anything is possible. Anything can come at us. Anything is violent. In darkness, hope dies. We experience fear and trepidation. That's the point of Good Friday. That's why I make such a point of making out and marking the pain of Christ. It is a very dark and dismal experience. And as you sit there in the dark and you're silent and you hear the animals in the woods and you can't see your hand in front of your face, there's flint on steel. and a spark with the brightness of a million suns leaps forth, and a new fire is born. It is, in fact, the resurrection of Christ. It takes all of the fear and drives it as far away as possible. It can't stand in the light. That's one reason to do it at night. Another reason is our Jewish ancestors saw nighttime as the beginning of the new day. So when this happened in first century Christian churches, this was a time when everybody that wanted to be baptized had gone through 3 years, minimum, 3 years, not 3 months, not 3 weeks, not 3 days, 3 years of preparation for baptism, being taught and trained in all the mysteries of the church. They were glad to do it. So on this night, they light the new fire. And those that were going to be baptized would separate into men and women. There's a reason for that. Because what you did was you took off all of your normal clothes that you wore. You threw them on the fire. And you burned them to ash. And you stepped down into a trough full of water. And you came out the other side, baptized to new life. Most people don't understand what an alb is. This white thing that I wear over my cassock, and I am one of the few priests that actually do the traditional way to vest, but this white alb is what they put on when they came out of the water. This was the visible sign of their new life. They come out the other side, born again, born anew. Just as the spark breaks through the darkness, so too do the sinful lives of people become reborn and redeemed. Moving forward in Easter Vigil, we then are recounted with tales that give the whole of salvation from the Old Testament to the New. We remember the things that God does for us. The things that God has done to us. It was incredible. And I want so much to be able to share that with everyone that comes to the church. I was very pleased and thankful for the people that showed up last night. Bear in mind, I am not calling you out for not showing up. Okay? Just so we're clear. But I find it disheartening that above all nights, our churches are not full on that night. Everybody comes to any kind of service for Christmas, always. Here's the catch. Without the resurrection, there is no Christmas. Christmas becomes the birth of some guy. You get it? Why take such a long time explaining this and bringing you into this? Well, like I said, part of my job is to be a teacher, right? Here's another part that this matters so much on. Earlier in the week, through Holy Week, I know every year there are Christian churches that are attacked. I'll give you an example of that. Last year, I had just run across these results. Last year, in France alone, there are 42,000 churches. France alone. Of those 42,000 churches last year, over 8,700 of them were either burned out, busted down, or vandalized in some way. We hear about churches throughout America that are vandalized throughout the years. As a matter of fact, a man was just caught in New York trying to go into St. Pat's with gas cans. We just watched Notre Dame burn. Disheartening, right? But the spark is struck. It goes out into the world and cannot be brought back. They are passing, fleeting, painful things. Christ is still there. A 5-year-old child is hurled off the balcony of the 3rd floor of the Mall of America. Christ is still there. Our schools and public places get shot up. Christ is still there. Last night in Sri Lanka, 20 churches, buildings, and hotels that Christians were at were bombed. Almost 200 people lost their lives. The spark has still gone out. There is sorrow. There is pain. And amidst it all, there is the glory of the resurrection. The penalty of sin and the sting of death is removed. The spark has gone out. The new fire is kindled. We can be battered. We can be bruised. We can be put down. We can be enslaved. We can be broken. But we cannot be removed from the love of God. The spark has gone out and there is no darkness. Do you begin to understand the importance of the Easter Vigil? Do you begin to understand why people so willingly sacrificed 3 years of their lives, even back then facing death for what they believed, to go through the baptism of Christ, to be a part of the Easter Vigil, to be a part of the Holy Catholic Church, to be made new, to be brought to wholeness, to be victors over death itself because of the promises of Christ? That is Easter Vigil. That is Easter Day. That is something that most people miss. You all have no idea how privileged you are. You're here. You're here willingly and freely in a time when the world walks apart from the church, not even understanding remotely what they're losing, what they're missing out on. They do not know the words that we shout amidst our joy, nor do they understand the words that we can shout amidst our pain. It is very simple. Christ is risen!
Lord is risen indeed!